Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Vachem, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. So whenever it comes to a carbon, there are Dalid Avodos Adam. There's the Shechita, Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. So if you don't do those things properly, the carbon is pasul. So we said that if you shechted a carbon Pesach or a carbon Chata, Shalol Lishma, we said back in Mishnah Aleph, that's going to be pasul. So what if you do the other Avodos Adam, Shalol Lishma, or you do some of the avodas adam lishma and some shalol lishma. So a pesach v'achata sheshchatan shalol lishma. If a korban pesach, korban chatas were shechted sheshchatan shalol lishma. They were shechted shalol lishma. Kibel lihilech v'zarek shalol lishma. Or you did Kabbalah halacha or zrika shalol lishma. Kabbalah is receiving the dam in the kli. Halacha is bringing the dam to where it needs to go. Zrika is being zorik the dam, throwing the dam on the mizbeach. You do any of those things shalol lishma, ol lishman v'shalol lishman. Or you did these things with some sort of combination of lishma and shalol lishma, ol shalol lishman v'lishman. Or you did it in the opposite order. You did some of the earlier avodah shalol lishma, the later ones lishma psulim. Yeah, as long as there's any element of shalol lishma in there, at any point, it's going to be possible. Ketzal lishman v'shalol lishman. What would be an example where it starts out lishma, then turns shalol lishma? That you do l'shem Pesach first, and then l'shem shlamim, and then you have you begin the avodah for l'shem korban Pesach, and it is a korban Pesach, and then you finish it with having in mind shlamim. Shalol lishman v'lishman would be l'shem shlam, l'shem Pesach. The opposite. Shazevach nifsal barba devarim. There are four things that could pasul of korban. B'shchita b'kibul b'hiluch b'zrika. Those are the four avodas adam. You have the wrong kavana in any of those things, it's going to ruin the carbon. Rabbi Shimon machshir b'hiluch. Rabbi Shimon says, nah, halacha is not really a significant avoda. Shai Rabbi Shimon omer, yef shalom b'shchita v'shalom b'kabbalah v'shalom b'zrika. You cannot possibly bring a carbon without a shchita, without a kabbalah, without a zrika. Avlef shalom b'hiluch. It's possible to bring a carbon without a halacha, simply by shochit b'tzad ha-mizbech v'zorik. You can shecht it right next to the mizbech and then be zorik the dam. Exactly where you're standing. So since halacha doesn't have to be done, it's not considered to be a real avoda. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hamahalich b'makom shu tzarech lahalich. If the kohen is walking in a place where he has to walk in order to get to the mizbeach, hamachshav poselas u'makom sheino tzarech lahalich ein hamachshav poselas. But if he's walking somewhere that he's just taking an extra few steps in a different direction, so then that's not a critical halacha, and then a wrong machshava is not going to pass in such a case. Moving on to Perek Beis. Mishnah Aleph. Kol hazvachim shekibel daman zar. Any carbon whose blood was caught by someone who's not a Kohen, Onain, or someone who was an Onain, meaning someone, Onain in Mishnayis means someone who lost a relative that day, regardless of whether they're buried or not. Tvul Yom, or a Kohen who's a Tvul Yom, and he's therefore has to wait for Harav Shemesh till he becomes Tahar. Or Mechusar Begadim, someone who's not wearing the Big Tekun, or Mechusar Kippurim, or he still needs a Korban to get him out of his Tumah status, Shalor Ruchitz Yadayim Raglayim, or he didn't do the Ruchitz Yadayim Raglayim that you need to do in order to do the Avodah. Or Arel, he doesn't have a Bris Milah, or Tamei, or Yoshev, or he's sitting down, Omid Al Gabi Kelim, Al Gabi Behim, Al Gabi Ragli Chavero, or he's standing on top of Kelim, or on top of an animal or on top of someone else's feet. So pasul. In all those cases, the kohen is not really lavoda, and lavoda becomes pasul. Kibel the small. If the kohen does the kabbalah sadam with his left hand, pasul. Rabbi Shimon machshir. That's a machlokas whether it's pasul or kosher. Nishbach al ritzba. If the blood spills straight onto the floor, va'asafo, and the kohen gathers it up and puts it into the bowl that he's supposed to put it into, pasul. That's also pasul. He's got to catch it straight out of the animal's neck. Nesan al gabei akeves. If the if the Kohen, instead of being Zorik the Dam onto the Mizbeach itself, he's Zorik the Dam onto the ramp of the Mizbeach, Shalok Keneged Yisod, or he's Zorik the Dam on a part of the Mizbeach that's not above where the Yisod of the Mizbeach is. The Yisod of the Mizbeach went around two full sides of the Mizbeach and a little bit, tiny little bit on the other sides. But there were almost two full sides of the Mizbeach that didn't have a Yisod. So if that's where he's Zorik, where there is no Yisod, he takes the Dam that's supposed to be put on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, and he puts it on top part of the mizbech, but it's inside the mal matan, or vice versa, as in it's on the bifnim mechutz, where he takes the blood that's supposed to be put inside on the mizbech apnimi, and he puts it on the mizbech achitzon, ves and it's on the mechutz bifnim, or vice versa. Pasul vein bokares, the carbon is going to be pasul, and you're not allowed to eat it. And but there's no chiv kares if you do eat it. So let's review what we learned today. So in perek. what was it? Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We said that if a Korban Pesach or Korban Chatas Shechter Shlo Lishman, or you do the Kabbalah Lachas Rika Shlo Lishman, or any part of it at any point is done Shlo Lishman, it's going to be a pasul. We defined what's called Lishman v'Shlo Lishman, what's called Shlo Lishman v'Lishman, and then we said that there's a machlokus about halacha, that Rabbi Shimon didn't think that halacha, that a machshav Shlo Lishman is going to ruin halacha, and then we distinguished perhaps between a necessary halacha and an unnecessary halacha. And then in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we said that any zevach where you do, where someone who's not ra'u to do the avoda does the Kabbalah, like an onin, a tevil yom, mechus begad, mechus kippurim, lo ruchutz yidayim raglayim, an aru latame, yoshev aru omir agabi kel, agabi bemel, agabi regal chavero. So that's going to passel it. If you do a Kabbalah with your left hand, it's a machlokas whether it passels or not. If the blood spills on the floor and you gather it up, that's going to passel it. If instead of putting the dam on the mizbech, you put it on the ramp, or you put it on the part of the mizbech that's not connected to yisod, or on the top part when it should be on the bottom part, or vice versa, or on the Mizbeach HaPnim when it belongs on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, or vice versa, that's going to be possible, but you're not going to be Chayiv Kareis. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis.